Blog Talk Radio.
Come in.
Good morning. What is your name, please?
Champetta Howard.
Well, married or single?
Married. This is my husband, the rat.
Cut it out. Tell me, sir, have you any children? No children. Where were you born, madam?
In the hospital.
Hospital?
Yes, I want to be near my mother.
Is this your home state?
No, we're from the South.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Please.
What part of the South?
Montreal, Canada.
Mighty pretty country around there. That's the home of the wild gooses and the mooses and the meeses.
And the mouses. Come on, get going. Get out. Hurry up now and let's get going. We got plenty of work to do here.
And away we go.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes! Yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
Kisses at the bottom. You be glad that you got 'em. Smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, better, better. And smile the way you used to do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, baby, and make believe it came from you.
Swinging on down that boy.
from coast to coast, the Friday Possum Thief. Too much going on. Weird guys and dogs and shit. He's not gonna like this. Here you go, dude. Like, what? Milk bone? Kidding me? Get out of here with the milk bone. It was different strokes. Different strokes. It takes different strokes to rule the world or to run the world or whatever, man. You know? I think some people fall short of seeing that. It was just a reminder from me, the guy with a bad connection, on the show tonight. I hope everything goes well because I should have reset my thingy-ma-bob. Anyhow, you're listening to the Bobbity Bob Network here on Thingy-ma-bob. We have many kebabs and a few gadgets and doodads. And, of course, many gym cracks. Pretty much sums it up. Big Labor Day weekend coming up. Hug a union guy over there. Yeah, different strokes. Ford was a shitty, very shitty show. It's crap. Buzz, it's crap. Ran for like 8 years or something, though, man. They made a lot of coin on it. Very special. They did have a very special episode. I remember this. Gordon Jump guest starred as a pervert and made Arnold and his little friend take off their shirts, and he took pictures of them. Ooh, and it was like really, really tay, man. So watch out for Gordon Jump. Don't let him talk you into taking off your shirt. Unless it's one of you girls, and then, you know, go ahead. Smile at me. Boom, boom, boom. I guess I should bring Gumby on.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey, gentlemen. Professor J. Gumby!
Hey! There we go. All right.
They like you. They really like you.
Sweet. Sweetness.
Oh, Bob Saget!
Bob Saget,
I agree.
Indeed.
Dad, you're early, babe. He's... He's got the Schnickengruben in the what there.
Hey, was that the episode?
Easy there, Schnicken.
Where Gordon Jump said, "As God is my witness, I thought little boys had tits." Yeah.
I don't know if that was one of the lines, and I'm not sure if that's also the one where Nancy Reagan was on. And I'm not sure if he got her to take her shirt off. That would have been cool.
Andrew Dice Clay was in that show, too, I think. Wasn't he like one of the bullies or the main bully? Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think we should be able to see all the first lady's tits.
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be all right.
I mean we've seen, you know, all Melania's junk.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with Nancy Reagan, man? She had a nice little body, nice little chassis. We're the new picture.
Why not?
I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. You know?
Is that right?
Anyhow. Yeah, Gordon Jump, Mr. Carlson from WKRP. He's the plays. I thought that was pretty ballsy to do that, man. Not to get off on a tangent, but, you know, to take that part, because it was a rather high visibility show, and I could tank your career. But he went on, like Ford alluded to, he went on to be the Maytag repairman for a little while.
There are people in the street that take these shows seriously. They see him walking down the street or in a shopping center or something like that, and they think he's a pervert.
Yeah.
That's happened
to
people who have done documentaries.
He replaced, do you remember who he replaced as the Maytag repairman, the original Maytag repairman?
Oh, what was his name?
I remembered it.
Yeah.
I got a couple brain cells left tonight, baby. I didn't look it up. Jesse White.
There you go, Jesse White.
He was in Mad Mad World, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was at the airport. One of the airport guys. What is this fucking Schnickel Fritz we got in the background here? Oh,
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out.
You got the Schnickel Fritz going on, man. I put the Schnickel Fritz on the show. Okay, this is a objective viewpoint from up north. According to Canada, America is tits up on the pavement. Well, we're close, man. One more election and we may be there, Bob. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. That's
the coffee. Here comes the bees.
That's where we stand.
Yeah. Shit, this... I mean, it's, you just think, oh, nothing could be stupider, crazier, more fucked up than this. And then, you know, then the next day, the calendar turns. And
yeah, you can't say that anymore.
If you you did serve in the armed forces, you're according to the commander-in-chief, you're a sucker. And if you happen to get captured or died... In your service, you're a loser, according to the commander chief. So, that's where we stand now.
Yep, that's it. And half of America's with them on that. And that's a,
I'm sure they're all going, oh, no, that's fake news. They're making that up.
Yeah. He never said that.
He would never say that. That's exactly what that motherfucker would say. Gosh darn it. I mean, come on. Minsk from Pinsk over here. So what else is going on?
Dad.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Brainwashing My Dad.
Yep.
Good documentary. I haven't watched it yet, but I read a lot about it when it came out. Man, it wouldn't stop stomping. It's a beauty. It's a beauty.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got a
treats at the same place?
I went out. I shopped at Target today.
Target.
You know Target.
Oh, okay.
Target.
Yeah.
You know, like some people call it Target. The poor people call it Target. The rich people like me, classy people. Target. So one thing I noticed about Target.
French ape man.
Yeah,
I like it.
One thing I really like, I like their dog mascot, because he kind of reminds me of Petey. Remember Petey?
Petey dog.
The other thing is they have the smoothest running carts. If you get a cart, you know,
I
go to supermarket. It's inevitable. I get the one that goes, yuckety, down the aisle, you know. And one wheel's just spinning around and around and around and around, you know. I was at Target, and I got this cart, and I was like, wow. This is like pushing a Duesenberg. You know, it's a beauty.
It's a plastic thing. Yeah.
Yeah, smooth. So I bought a new shirt. I found a new shirt. I needed a new shirt, man. For doing the door-to-door stuff, you know. I've only got one shirt that's decent for doing that, a collared shirt that's light enough that I won't die, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought one of those today. Got a nice... Nice light blue. You know, something cool. It's even lighter than the one I was wearing, so it should be
something for the
ladies. Wear that out
something
tomorrow.
For the ladies. All right.
No, just for comfort.
Okay,
just
all right.
Just for comfort.
Keep telling yourself that.
Picked up some Coors Light over there. And one-stop shop. You got the Coors Light. You got a new shirt, mm-hmm. and I got a 500 sheets of printer paper. So,
you guys have beer at Target?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. It's been a while.
There's beer everywhere.
But I don't think we have it. Man, we finally got
we
it
got
at supermarkets,
beer.
But I don't think we have it at Target.
We got beer and like Dollar General's got beer, man.
Yeah, no shit.
It's weird. Beer's everywhere. That's what made me fall in love with Ohio. I came out here for a job interview, and I stopped at a gas station to call my wife.
Uh-huh.
Man, if you're of a certain age, you will not get that. But anyway, you know what I mean. I stopped at a payphone at a gas station, and I'm like, what? They sell beer at the gas station? What?
And you moved.
And you
moved to Ohio.
But at first I'm thinking, well, that's a bad idea, man. I mean, would that encourage drunk driving? But, I don't know. After what, 35 years or so, I've grown to love it. I like
Ohio. Sure.
I'm not a big fan of all the politics that goes on here, if you know what I'm saying. But although they rang up a fat cat Republican bastard through an energy bill that's just ripping off the people of Ohio. I mean, it's the cover's blown off. They know it's a scam. These guys are busted. It's only a matter of time. But hopefully they get what's coming to them, because they're still walking around going, well, you know, I didn't do nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But they know these
that's
guys
the whole
did
thing.
It. They're dead to rights. So, I mean, it's like $4 billion the taxpayers were going to have to pay back to these failed nuclear plants. Might not have been that much, but it was a shitload. Millions and millions. So... Larry Householder, if you want to look, he was the head stooge on that in that heist. So you can
Larry Householder,
speaker of the Haas. He's a big fat fucking piece of shit. God bless America.
Good.
And now tonight, I wish the GT was here. GT asked for this, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I will tell you, we're going backward in time. Well, it's 2014 again, and we're blowing up Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson?
Okay.
I love Michael Jackson. Let's blow him up.
Blow him the fuck up.
Whoa! Go! Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
I can't see any clam.
Oh! Oh! He's got me! He's got me! Oh, the lights! Oh! He's got me! He's got me! Let go! Go! Move!
What's the matter with you?
cold.
Childhood, man.
The old man always had that plan. And then when he'd get real lit, he'd put on his Scotch Guard album. The pipes. The pipes, lad!
Bring out the pipes.
Swear to God, man. Be like, uh-oh, Dad's drunk. Thanks for coming forward. And there's Ope, other people's eyes. Other people's eyes. Ope. Yeah, that's a boy. It wouldn't be a black hole without Ford Prefect. And it wouldn't be, I always figure it's a double bonus when Ope shows up, man. That's cool beans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Ted? Yeah. And the dumb guy's gone. Right, Ted? Dumb guy. Okay.
He's got a big penis, though. He's got a big penis.
Oh. And finally, it's... Okay. Finally, it's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Yes, hey,
Professor R.J. Gumby. One more.
Right.
There you go, pal. All right,
Ted.
Hopefully that tuckered him out, man. Whew, tuckered me out.
Sound like it should have.
There they are, ladies and germs. A possum line.
With your super hotel.
Oh, yeah, this is the one.
Some folks like a pussy, a budgie or a tit. Some take up with a spaniel, but that fills up the house with... Myself now, I keep chicken, and I'm a favourite one. He's Dick, my little cockerel, and I don't know where he's gone. Has anybody seen my cock? My big Rhode Island Red. He's mostly pink with a little bit of blue and purple on his head. He stands straight up in the morning, and he gives my wife a shock. Anybody seen, anybody seen, anybody, anybody seen my cock? He's a stiff-necked little upstart, and I've known him all my life. He's my pride and pleasure and a torment to my wife. Sometimes he's magnificent and sometimes small and thin, but he puffs up like a pigeon when you tickle him under his chin. Has anybody seen my cock? My big Rhode Island Red. He's mostly pink with a little bit of blue and purple on his head. He stands straight up in the morning and he gives my wife a shock. Anybody seen my cock? He's two enormous wattles hanging down, they're the best you'll ever find. Madam, you may stroke him if you like, if you feel that way inclined. Be careful, he doesn't spit in your eye, though. Has anybody seen my cock? My big Rhode Island Red. He's mostly pink with a little bit of blue and purple on his head. He stands straight up in the morning and he gives my wife a shot.
That tickle him under his chin. I like that one. That's hoo-hoo, yeah.
I had this one. Never mind. But, one of them date stories, you know. It's too early for that. Too early for that one. That was Ivor Biggin again. Our old pal. That guy's awesome.
He is good. Damn good.
I hate to admit it. I mean, he can do a 3 minutes. We can plug him. we plugged him into the opening Monday. He's incredible. There you go, Ted.
Last week, son, I thought you were talking about Ivor Cutler.
Oh, yeah, that's a different guy. I'm getting the Ivors mixed up.
Yeah, well, there's not so many Ivors out there.
Yeah.
So
dial
easy
that
to
back.
Do, easy to do.
Ivor Biggin, this guy.
Yeah.
That was Ivor Cutler Monday.
And,
damn it.
And the girl he was singing with was Amelia Blowhard. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So confused now. what else was going on here? Oh man, I clicked on a weird link the other night. I think I joined MS-13. I'm not sure. I might be a terrorist. I don't know.
It might
check
say,
my
yeah.
browser. Anywho. Oh, I came up with a extremely nasty cartoon, which I'll keep to myself and reveal. I got to do it right away because somebody else is going to do it. You know it.
The hot topic?
Dog eat dog world. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Get cold from then. Today's headlines.
All
right. A lot of goofy headlines, man, for tonight. A lot of animal stories lined up for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a way to divert us from the other mundane and terrible things that are going on. Despite what you may have heard, there's still a pandemic going on. And,
yeah, it doesn't really appear to be much. Yeah.
But everybody's like, at this point... this is the feeling I'm getting in this country, in this United States. People go, well, I didn't get it yet. That's nothing.
Uh-huh.
I get it. That's where
exactly.
they're at now, right? And that's
the way I see it.
That's parading around in Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? That's having
a
parade in Philly for me. That's
a Philly
this
thing.
this is where the whole thing goes, it's shaboo. And, you know.
You're gurgling, man. I don't know if it's just my phone or not.
Oh.
I'm starting to gurgle.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's my connection.
Okay. You sound good now. Whatever it was, you're
okay.
over it now.
All right. I hope it ceases because that pisses me off. I should have reset my Connecticut before the show, but...
The MS-13 fucked you up. That's what it is.
Yeah, MS-13's on my back now. Yeah. And the Boogaloo boys. they want a Boogaloo. And I'm like, dude, I only dance with broads. You know what I'm saying over here?
I get you.
Okay. Man, I hope these jokes, these punchlines aren't garbled. That would be...
I thought we did all the Boogaloo in last time. That was a damn good Boogaloo.
We did Boogaloo.
We did Boogaloo.
How about a Friday Frank,
man? Boogaloo on a Monday? Friday Frank. We haven't had that in a while. Yeah, Friday Frank.
Yeah, we can do a Friday Frank, man. All right. Yeah, I hope Scotty's working on that cake. I think he's down there in the control room playing with some knobs. Oh, no, that's Lieutenant Uhuru he's playing with. Sorry, got her shirt off. Damn you,
yeah,
Gordon Jump. He's at it again, man. Can everybody take their shirts off tonight?
Taking poor
I'd take fucking 16mm movies of them cans, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's Kazaba
moments. Over there. Baba B. All right, what am I looking for? Friday Frank, man.
Friday Frank.
It's been so long, man, since I've been Friday Frank.
Yeah, dig up
okay,
Friday.
Okay, I was going the wrong way. Going the wrong way. Here we go, here we go. Friday Frank, man, hit it.
Damn good song.
Right. You know, don't you think it's about time we got rid of Honey Boo Boo? What do What's that?
Time to edit out the old sound bites. Honey Boo Boo's pet.
Yeah, yeah. No, what were you
She's
saying? What were you saying? What were you saying there? Sure,
I forgot what I just said. I don't know. I forgot what I just said.
Let's play Honey Boo Boo.
That dollar makes me howl of Honey Boo Boo.
There you
I still kind of like that one.
Me, Honey Boo Boo Chai.
Me, Honey Boo Boo Chai. We'll get rid of them all tonight. This will be the last time for this one.
I don't know, man. You might want to hang on to the gay one. Everyone's a little gay.
Me.
Ain't no wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
There you go. I might sit in some place. You never know. I could always.
All right, time for the championship bullshit.
That's my favorite one of her, though. That was after she started smoking 3 packs a day. Honey Boo Boo.
I'm blown away that she hasn't committed suicide yet.
Or
you know
Toro
what's going to happen.
What if she's had any? Nah, I don't even. That's. I don't want to disparage other people. I'm not going to punch down. Just punch up, baby. Punch up.
There you go.
Damn. Man, I got this one guy today, and they have notes in these cases, you know? So if someone's been there before you, they leave a note. This guy refused twice.
Jesus
don't have time
Christ.
The first time. And then the second time, he's like, I don't trust the census or something like that. Like, okay. All right. I'm ready. And I gave him the old Jim Taggart, man. I was Jim Taggart.
You got him right with it again?
You know, I just Jim Taggarted him, man. He was like, I don't know. I was just putting out a cool vibe or something, man, because everybody was digging me. Like, you know, like, I didn't get any hostility at all today, man. It's all like people being
what
real cool.
What questions did I think you were going to ask?
I know. It's
nothing really personal
like, you know,
or anything. It's just
the worst is your birth date. That's such guarded information. Your name and your birth date, basically.
Yeah.
And then they might ask for we ask for a phone number, but I'm surprised so many people offer up a phone number without bitching. Because that's the one thing I'd be like, I don't want to give you my number. Fuck that, you know. But, people don't seem to care. And chances are they won't get called, so. It's stupid to resist the census, man.
Yeah.
I kind of got annoyed
doesn't
at this kid.
Doesn't make any sense.
The other day, this kid the other day comes out, he goes, we don't use that.
We don't use that?
We don't, that's what I said. I said, we don't use that, son. I said, son, everybody uses the United States Census. Every 10 years. Since 1790, they have done a head count in this country. Anyway, and I went on and I did the spiel, and I was kind of miffed. It's like, we don't use this? Why, you of all people, you're a, you know, obviously, you know, you're in a trailer there.
Yeah.
Well, a trailer needs to be counted.
They need to keep track of that shit. Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas. Hey. But anyway, I nailed them people, man. I went two doors down in the guy down there coughed up all the poop on those people, so don't use it, my ass.
There you
You're
go.
In there now. You're in there now, bub. Nice kid too. Gave me the poop.
You should be up for some kind of a medal or something for talking these people into it. They should give out rings.
They
should be like a colonel.
No, because the census people, I don't think they like me, man. Because I'm starting to get the idea that the supervisory people are kind of stooges, you know? Which has always been my experience in life. I know better than them, of course. I was contacting my supervisor. She's like, oh, you didn't call the headquarters? Oh, okay. I guess so. I don't. What are you for then? So I just call the headquarters now. I got this one guy a couple of times. He's like real condescending, you know. It's like, who the fuck are you, chief? You know, why don't you come down here and fucking knock on doors, you son of a bitch? You know. Then this guy today, I had to call in, and the guy's like Asian, you know, obviously like Chinese or something. Yeah. Couldn't fucking understand him. I'm like, you say that again? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You know, and then he finally goes, Ryata Tonka, on hold! And it's then the Muzak's going. And I'm like, okay, I was on Muzak for about 5 minutes. I'm like, well, shit, I might as well just get to work. Fuck this. And I never did get a closure on that.
You get a response to that?
So, but I'm getting used to that, man. Sometimes there's no closure, man. They just...
Sometimes you just gotta let Cal God take you away.
I'm kind of hoping it keeps showing this one thing keeps showing up on my case list, and it's like it's not a case. You know, I'm trying to fucking explain to them, not a case. But they won't believe me, man. So if I'm kind of hoping it's on there tomorrow, just so I'll go. Oh, jeez, I'll waste the first half hour of my day. Trying to tell them that this is not a case.
Again,
bureaucracy, man. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Because I don't think the Chinese guy hit them to what I was. I don't think he understood what I was saying. But you know, you don't have that. All right, so that way spin the wheel. That's what Derek came for.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
Census Taker would make a good sketch show, maybe about an hour, no longer than 90 minutes, I'd say. But that's a good idea, Ope, because there's a lot of good gags in taking a census. Sheesh. But I got a couple, I got several things, like three today that were real. Look, you know, I look in the notes and it's a little dodgy. You know, wouldn't come to the door. Got this guy to come to the door and bang! Put him in the boat. Threw him in the back of the boat, you know. So.
Good.
Has my sound been okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry that my sound's okay and you've heard everything I've said. I'll try harder. Right after this. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Very good. I like it.
Well, I used to live under the sea. That's hard to do, man.
I imagine it is.
But this usually isn't this long, is it?
Right.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Remember the first time you got a blender? It was very nice and slender. You once even named it Jay. The blades were spinning at the speed that my feet were skipping as we danced in the night. Remember how you danced in the night with Jay. Badia, put in some bananas, Badia, add a few strawberries, Badia, makes a really good smooth egg. Baduba, 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 baduba. I finally get you. I am able to make what I want to. Only fruit is not too clever. How about we use this nice hand? now dismember will occur in this night's splendor. Only fruit is not too clever. This was a good idea.
Hey,
Badia, my hand is now dismembered. Badia, it's completely severed. Badia, makes a super good today. There was a Badia who says we have to stop. Badia, let's cut the whole arm off. Badia, God, this makes the smoothie great. The light was nearing, my soul is leaving. Do you remember that smoothie was great? There was a Badia, I can't stop now. Badia, I'm now making a vow. Badia, to make a human smoothie. There was a Badia sitting on a blender. Badia dancing on a blender. Badia reverting to nothingness. Interrupt
our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Everybody seemed to hate that 3 minutes. Thank you, Ford, for subjecting
Ford
us
man.
To that. I smelled smoke, like from outside, you know. Okay, Derek says it's 4-2.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever that means, I'll take it. A solid 4-2.
Sounds good.
Oh, the what do you call headlines here? Oh, did you see is my sound 5x5?
Oh, it is anyway.
Some of it is. Oh crap! Makes this bit kind of hard to do. Anyhow, they canceled the Stars and Stripes military newspaper.
All right.
Because, well, why would you want to disseminate information after all? Right?
That's it. It's the reason.
That's been going on since the Civil War. Dates back to the Civil War.
And it's dead now, huh?
Well, They say the final.
Someone doesn't like the political cartoons, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious.
Uh-huh.
Political. They're saying it's a cost savings for the Pentagon. Yeah, that's where we need to trim fat. Something that the troops might enjoy while they're out in the field, you know?
Yeah.
Something to read on the shitter. You realize how many constipated troops are going to be out there now without a fucking newspaper?
Uh-huh.
There's not going to be a decent dump in the Middle East. But there's a chance maybe the next guy, hopefully there's a next guy, he can fix this.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there's a window. But what a dope.
Next guy has a lot to do.
You got that right. You're going to spend 4 years just undoing the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeet. Now, oh.
Let's hope.
Okay. This is the one I wanted to bring up. I called this, man. I hope you guys will back me up. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the stupid cognitive test that Uncle Bobo took, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And you said you took that test, right?
Yep.
And why did you take that test?
Because of my heeny.
You had an incident with your, you know, in your noggin, and they wanted to make sure you were okey-doke.
That's correct, sir.
So, and I said, I said that maybe, I thought maybe Uncle Bobo had a stroke or something.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And it came out
official?
This week that it's possible that he... Because, like they said, that when he went into the hospital, that the president was on standby, and then Bobo tweeted that, no, I didn't have a series of mini strokes.
Yeah.
But no one had said anything about a series of mini strokes before he brought it up.
But he even specified mini strokes.
Yeah, a series of mini strokes.
Who the hell
would
specify?
I did,
yeah.
I sure did not have a series of mini strokes.
Now it is.
I think I called
now
that
out
one.
There?
I think I called
okay.
that one, man. Anyhow. Not that that makes
why
me feel any better.
Like that. That's why he stands like
well,
that.
Well, they showed. I saw some footage of. He drags his right foot when he's walking.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's serious shit, man.
It's very serious.
He's giving everybody else strokes, Dr. Cake said.
Got that right. There you go. That's more contagious than
nice.
The coronavirus. He's giving us all strokes.
You got the Coco and the Bobo, man. It's
uh-huh.
bad news, man.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Different strokes. That's why I picked different strokes, Ford. Thanks for reminding me. I knew there was a reason that I picked different strokes as the theme song.
All right, there you
okay.
go.
It all comes together. Now, speaking of Bobo, one last Bobo thing. You want one more treat, Teddy? There you go, babe. Remember Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. fucking Rogers, man. Was he the greatest? I love Mr. Rogers.
He was a peach. Peach of a human being.
I got to see him in the flesh. I did not meet him necessarily. But
so you didn't touch him? Like you touched the tent?
No. But didn't touch the rod, the Fred. But
The Fred.
But me and Cher were swimming in the pool at my dad's athletic club, you know.
Okay.
When you're an attorney, when you're a downtown attorney, you belong to the club,
right.
You know. So we're in a club pool. No, I didn't get a picture of his titties, Ford. He was dressed. We were in the pool. He could see my titties.
You didn't go.
Cher had a thingy on. No, Cher had her bathing suit covering hers, but mine were out and proud. And then, so we're swimming around, goofing around, and I'm like junior high, she's elementary school, you know, and in walks Mr. Rogers, man, like sweater and all,
shit.
Walking in with some guy, you know, some guy, I guess he was giving him the tour of the joint. Fred was eyeing up the club to join, but I'm like, Cher.
Cool.
Rogers. We were like in awe.
Hey. My God walked through the door.
So, anyways, he passed away in 2003. I'm going to silence. But his wife, Joan, she's still around. And she says that Fred always stayed quiet about politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had, you know, his program was for children. And she said, I'm alone now, and I do not have a program for children, okay?
All right, Joan. All right. Fuck Bobo.
And she went off on Bobo, you know. She goes, if he wins again, I'll go into mourning. I can't even imagine. I would feel so badly. I think maybe the fact that he seldom tells the truth. If he does, it's a fluke, I think. But the fact is that I can't believe anything he says, not even the simplest thing. And to sum up, this man is pathologically ill, mentally ill. Let's hear it for Mrs. Rogers. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go.
Yes. Yes!
Ha-ha!
Right! You get that.
Oh, fuck you for right. Mrs. Rogers.
Mrs. Rogers says, fuck off, Bobo.
Where are the animals?
All right. Yeah. Well, I got one more before the animals, because this kind of relates to the animals. Remember the tiger guy, the Tiger King? Joe Exotic?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, he got his ass whooped in prison, man. Sweet.
Someone just wants to make a name for himself, probably.
Yeah. And he's got all these scratches and shit. And then they rub some salt into the wounds. His Carol Baskin, the woman he took the contract out, she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So.
Only in America. We make these people in the stars.
I don't know. Did you see that? Did you watch? I can't remember if you said you watched that or not.
What, the documentary on the Tiger King? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was so stupid. So stupid. Oh, and one more thing before the animals.
Out of these people.
I know, jerk-offs. One more thing before we go to animals. This is wild. This kite yanked a 3-year-old girl 30 feet into the air at a festival. And they got video of it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's this
no
long
shit.
Tail on a kite. It's in Taiwan. It's on Huffington Post. Taiwan kite carries kid. This kid's whipping
Jesus
out in the air, man. Holy shit. Oh, my
man.
God. The parents had to be freaking out. And she gets whipped around
secured?
Pardon?
How secured was she, I wonder?
I don't know. They
said,
No, fortunately, I guess she was tied up in the tail of the kite strong enough
Oh, man.
Thank God she was tied up tight or, you know, she'd have been taken up in the air and thrown off in the flying around
Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And the video is awesome because they got the whole thing. This little kid, this little girl's just like. Man. Watch
With
out for them
scream?
Long tails. If I still had time to do videos.
Overdub it.
the Wilhelm scream. And then Jeff's going, whoa, 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 whoa. Nice. I still might do that.
Oh, man.
Take a day off.
Yeah, fine time.
Labor Day.
Fine time.
All right, here we go. We're into the animals. Scientists in Warsaw, Poland, zoo. I hate zoos, by the way. I mean, I don't hate my Columbus Zoo. I'm proud of it. It's a great zoo. Nice people. But I hate I think zoos need to go.
Sure.
Even though ours is a good zoo and it does good things for animals. Eventually they should go. Anyway, the scientists there think that they're trying to reduce the anxiety and stress in the elephants.
Kratom.
So they're putting
Get
them on...
Kratom.
That's what I was looking through the article. Is it Kratom? Is it Kratom? Nope.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the CBD. The cannabis oil.
Oh, no shit. CBD. All right.
Yeah, so they're treating their stress. And, you know, just off the top of my head, you'd probably reduce their stress enough if you, like, put them in a animal reserve or something and not in a fucking zoo. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
It would stress me out.
That's good for business.
All right. This is just
That's
fucking weird. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. Well. Get that
for
right.
an elephant. get them
you
gotta
see
high.
The bong. You gotta see the bong, man.
That's great, man.
The fuck out of here. Killed. You know.
Then the animals don't mind being in the zoo. Let them all walk around high and shit.
All right. On to hamsters.
All right.
Here we go from the elephant to the hamster, and then we'll get in between in a minute. German police are stumped by mysterious vials of hamster DNA. What's that about?
Whoa.
You know? I don't know. They got nothing on that, man.
What the hell?
Ted, you had 8,000 fucking treats. Go lay down. Everybody says go lay down. Go lay down. he's all into the zoo news. All right. Yeah, German police, they're stumped. They found on a train near Heidelberg a box of vials of hamster DNA. I don't know what form it was in. Like hamster
Jesus
cum?
Christ.
What is that? Hamster jizz? I don't know what that...
Yeah.
Anyways, so they hope to crack the mystery of the hamster jizz on the Heidelberg
Germany,
train.
Germany is like home of mad scientists. Who knows what the fuck's going on over there? What they're doing with that. Like human centipede shit. Now they got hamster DNA.
Vials of hamster gum. And boy, takes a lot of hamsters to fill up one of them vials, I'll tell you.
stroking a little faster.
Talk about mini strokes. Oh, jeez.
There you go. Series of mini strokes.
A whole series of mini strokes. That's a mini series of mini strokes.
Vials.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
All right. This isn't that funny. I guess they have a monkey problem in Japan, right? Pesky monkeys in the rural areas. Are you aware of this?
I know they are.
So,
Asian. Yeah, I know Taiwan and shit like that are. I never knew.
Korea got monkey problems?
Nah, not Korea.
Korea?
Nah.
Not Korea. Maybe it's an island thing. You know?
Hey.
Islands, not... They're not cool with peninsulas, but they like islands. Anyways, these Japanese older women, you know, Hausfrauen, they got some BB guns and whatnot, and they're going out and they're chasing the monkeys. back into the woods.
Monkey hunt.
They call themselves the monkey, right. The monkey busters. But they're not killing
monkey
them.
Monkey busters.
Right. They want to keep these hungry hordes of monkeys from eating up their potatoes, onions, eggplants, and cucumbers. Especially
very
the cucumbers.
Yes. They want that. They want that.
We need them cucumbers to get on. Damn it. All right. That's where they get the vials of monkey cum. No. Now, what happened here? Oh, man, the emu. I don't think this is Limu, but a runaway emu got loose in New Jersey.
Blend it right in.
They noticed that the animal control guy said he caught the bird, I guess. They caught the guy. He's in the back seat here in the video. But the officer didn't know the bird's age or sex.
Yeah.
But he can't tell you that it does need a bath. So there you have it. From Jersey. That's a Jersey.
Right now,
you know?
Report. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if your stink is standing out in New Jersey, yeah, you should probably whoosh. Yeah. Time to whoosh.
I could vouch for that.
All right, and finally, in animal news.
All right.
Man, I got a sensitive sniffer now since I haven't been smoking for like almost a decade, you know.
Okay.
And I will walk down the aisle of in the supermarket, and I could smell some guy's BO, you know, like that was there 5 minutes before, you know, and you just say, oh, geez, somebody's got to take a shower, man, you know, hit the showers, babe.
There you go.
Take one for the team there.
Ooh. All these people.
What is that? I mean, go to the supermarket, take a bush, you know. All right.
Yeah, it's an
outing. Finally, in animal news, a missing tortoise, Solomon. He's a giant, big ass, fucking 150 pound tortoise. And these folks, he's an African sulcata tortoise.
Yeah.
Let's get some music here.
Follow me.
For our pal. The name's Solomon. Okay. Now, they've had Solomon since he was just a little tortoise. Beloved pet to the family. But somehow, Solomon got away from his enclosure and was missing for 74 days.
Okay.
And his tennis is in Tennessee. And the family was, you know, they were concerned of their beloved pet. And then some guy spotted Solomon grazing in some grass or whatnot near a construction site and returned him to the family.
All right, reunited.
Happy ending, right? Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Reached for comment. Solomon said,
I sense more.
Jesus Christ, I thought I was finally rid of him, and they pulled me back in.
Poor Solomon.
What a fucking stroke of luck that was. 74 days. He made it like, you know, half a mile. He thought he was in the clear. Poor guy.
That was probably their coffee table. They're probably using him as a coffee fucking table.
No, actually, I made that up. Solomon could not be reached for comment.
Don't stop me.
Thank you.
now, back to our show.
Hey, yo, all you possums.
It's one of them wind-up phones, man. Hey, it's Derek from the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, Derek.
How's it going?
You know, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Just awesome.
And I'll tell you, I'm still laughing at, if you come on my property, I'll beat you off. That's good.
And that guy's dead serious.
I bet.
It's
so good to see you guys.
He's right next to the Guns, God, Cole, and Uncle Bobo sign that I drive past when I go to rural Ohio.
So this is actually the picture you took?
Did you take that picture, Commodore?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I did not. That was...
So is it anywhere near the hell is real, guys?
I see that one a lot.
That's in Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Route 70. Well, they have one on Route 71 and they have one on Route 70. They're a little different, but yeah. They list all the commandments on one set.
Okay.
Don't covet.
I don't think I could last longer.
Don't covet. And then that one, that set says, if you died today, where would you spend eternity? I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it, dude. You know, it's a little early.
Turn it
you smoke a bowl, I'll get back to you. Yeah.
Right.
Anyhow. No, we don't smoke bowls here in Ohio. It's not legal. It's just a joke.
You just do Skittle Bowl, that's all.
It's practical legal. They got one of them weed places down the street in Broad Street. In the Columbus city limits, you can have, I think, 2 ounces of weed legally. Walk around.
Yeah.
They can't say shit.
Yeah.
They can't say boo.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got 3 ounces
that
of weed. Get you over the head. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We can do that up here in Massachusetts. No problem here.
Oh, it's all good?
Yeah.
Nice.
We got shops and everything now. I know.
Cool. Great. Yeah, we're right around it. That's right around the corner here, but we're just not quite there yet. It's still, air quotes, medicinal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Medicinal, yeah.
I could go get a card real easy. Illegally.
You know, I could.
Smoke weed.
My glaucoma, I could easily get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that card you get, is that because of a cartoonist? Is that how you get that?
No, I think that's because so that they know where you live.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna pass on the card for now.
What night do you do YouTube there, Derek? What's the story with that? I've been missing them.
Well, I don't know. You know, Kay's a big YouTube star. I don't know if you guys know this. So we thought we would use. I know, right?
Yeah, I watch it.
We thought we could give that a try, and maybe we could get more listeners. I don't know. I do whatever she wants to do. You know, I'm just here for the show. It's her show, and but
I made that mistake with the Fleet Admiral. You know, I didn't do what she said.
Yeah.
Here I am with Gumby. Yeah.
Oh, I see how it is. Yeah.
No offense.
So I don't know. You know, with time, we try to do a show when we can. I don't know. So we do the Skype. Sometimes we do YouTube. And some people watch both. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
So do a show this time.
YouTube's got to have a special night that it premieres, right? Just whenever you feel like it. The YouTube one?
I don't know. For a while, we were doing like a Friday night cocktail hour. But I think we're back on Sundays. So who knows? Check us out. We're on Blog Talk Radio.
I'll put your latest
Thank
on Grenache.
Thank you.
We promote you, man. We still like you. Thank you're still cool.
We still like you guys. As I always say, if we were on radio, we would be back to back. It'd be the Possum Hour.
Oh, definitely.
Derek Show. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Those are the days. You know what? It wouldn't be a Friday show if we didn't do a goddamn polka.
Ooh,
all right.
Let's do it.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
on, kid.
Oh, I wanted to make it go faster so it'd be really funny, you know, like speed up the record. But I don't have that power. So,
have you guys ever danced
a nice
the
round
polka?
Of applause? I thought of something while the polka was going on, man. Derek, this is weird, man. I had a dream you were in a long time ago.
Oh,
I remembered. I remembered this. Whoa. It was so weird.
Did he have his shirt on?
No, Gordon Jump wasn't in it. Anyways,
okay.
No, it was like there was like a you know how dreams are. They're weird and sketchy. And there were these storefronts, and each storefront was a blog talk show. And, like, I remember you know, the Derek and Kay show. And there was, you know, your thing there, and you had the caricatures that you had and everything. And you guys were in your studio in the storefront, and it was cool. And then, like, the Fleet Admiral and I had our show in another storefront, you know. And it was just a weird fucking dream. Yeah. And that was all, you know, that's all I remember of it. But it was like, I was really into this when we started, man. But I could care less now.
Marijuana happy hour.
In the product. What's that?
What's the marijuana happy hour there?
No, I don't, they might have been. I can't vouch for John Link either, but that was, the John Link show. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. I've played too much music, I guess. Man, if they say there was too much music, not enough talk, I'll be surprised. So on that note, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize!
This next one, folks, is just for you. Please welcome yours truly and the Dave Chappelle Trio. You know, folks, right now the world is in trouble. And I know it seems like the sketches we do are racy, but this is all just comedy. Really, it's all about love. So this song right now is not only going out to you at home and everyone across America, but everyone across the world. And it goes a little something like this. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the dreams. But it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes to rule the world. Everybody's got this special kind of story. Everybody's got a way to shine.
There it is.
Yeah, I had to get that in there, man. Even though.
And they have to abbreviate different. I can't spell it out. You got to abbreviate.
Yeah. D-I-F-F.
Well, you can't find us on YouTube? I think we're a DK radio show, but I don't know.
Derek, what is it? Derek, it should be Derek and K, right? You didn't change your name on it, did you?
No, we didn't change the name on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got Derek and Kay's show, and I got nothing but sports stuff.
You know what? It's embarrassing.
Some guy named Kay. I'll throw the word radio in there and see what happens.
Wasn't that a Johnny Cash?
What about Johnny
Cash? What's a guy named Kay?
That's the guy here, Derek Jeter.
Two-handed Mikey hates that song, the one where he says, "I shot a man just to see him die," you know, Boy Named Sue or whatever.
Yeah,
no, it's not. That's not a Boy Named Sue, the other one.
No,
he hates
that's
that
the prison song. That's that prison song.
Yeah,
The Folsom Prison Blues.
Folsom Prison Blues. He fucking hates that when it comes on. I have to laugh every time because every cheap band plays that. Yeah. Fuck that guy. Shoot a man just to watch
shoot
him die. Fuck that. Fuck that piece of shit.
That's the whole idea. He feels like a piece of shit. That's the whole idea of the song.
Oh, well, I started to interrupt.
You found ourselves on the YouTube. We're actually the Derek and Kay show. So, and there's episodes.
Come on, I'm not getting that.
No? You're not finding it?
No, Derek and Kay show. I got it right there in the browser, and it's coming up all kinds of.
Yeah, we got all these baseball players and stuff, right?
Oh, okay, I found it. You know what it was? I spelled your name correctly, but they fixed it to not have a C in it.
Yes, that's right.
So I had to click on the correction. I had to click on
that's
the correction,
right.
Which I was right in the first place. There you go.
There you go.
Right,
fucking autocorrect.
I know,
there
right?
You autocorrect.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, there it is.
All right.
We didn't get to do tequila tonight, man. What a drag.
I know. What happened?
Man, there's that damn, I did the soul song in the middle, kind of dragged the show out a little bit.
I don't know, man. I think it was the gerbil jizz.
Could have been the gerbil jizz.
It's always
you know, if all else.
It's always the gerbil jizz.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!